Figure 3, results from second latent variable. The figure includes two parts. First, a brain activation map for addition and subtraction tasks with left and right hemisphere views. This figure shows activation patterns in the brain during addition and subtraction tasks. Orange regions represent significant positive activation. Blue regions represent significant negative activation. These images include lateral and medial views of the left and right hemisphere. For the left side lateral view of the addition, there is significant positive activity within the frontal lobe and towards the back of the frontal lobe. For the medial view of the left side during addition, there is significant negative activity towards the frontal lobe, very little significant positive activity towards the parietal lobe, and significant negative activity within the occipital lobe. The right side lateral view of addition shows significant positive activity towards the frontal lobe and significant positive activity towards the middle of the temporal lobe. The medial view of the right side during addition shows significant negative activity towards the frontal lobe and within the cerebellum. For the left side of the brain during the subtraction, the lateral view shows significant positive activity towards the frontal lobe, towards the temporal lobe, and significant negative activity within the temporal lobe. For the medial view of the left side of the brain during subtraction, there is significant positive activity towards the center of the temporal lobe and occipital lobe. There is significant negative activity towards the back of the frontal lobe. For the right side of the lateral view, there is significant positive activity within the parietal lobe, significant negative activity within the frontal lobe, and significant negative activity within the temporal lobe. The medial view of the right side of the brain during subtraction shows significant positive activity towards the frontal lobe, significant positive activity towards the parietal lobe, and significant negative activity within the cerebellum. The bottom panel of the figure displays two bar graphs which depict the correlation between brain activity and IES across different conditions for the low math anxious group and high math anxious group. There are two bar graphs, one for addition and one for subtraction. The bar graph compares conditions addition true, addition close, and addition far across low math anxious and high math anxious groups. For addition, P equals 0.02, with a cross-block covariance of 23%. The values for addition true are approximately 0.8 for low math anxious group and negative 0.5 for high math anxious group. The values for addition close are approximately 0.7 for low math anxious group and approximately negative 0.7 for the high math anxious group. The values for addition far are approximately 0.8 for low math anxious group and negative 0.7 for high math anxious group. Subtraction bar graph. The subtraction bar graph has a P of 0.008 with a cross-block covariance equaling 22%. The values for subtraction true are 0.8 for low math anxious group and negative 0.2 for high math anxious group, approximately. The values for subtraction close are approximately 0.7 for low math anxious group and approximately negative 0.3 for high math anxious group. The values for subtraction far are approximately 0.8 for low math anxious group and approximately negative 0.04 for high math anxious groups. The caption of this figure reads as follows. The second LV revealed different activation patterns between high and low math anxious group individuals. Low math anxious individuals showed decreased frontoparietal network activity associated with better performance across addition and subtraction. This network included the left inferior frontal gyrus and right superior parietal lobule, supplementary table S6. Activation clusters from negative relation between performance and brain activity for low compared to high math anxious individuals are depicted in red/yellow color. Activation clusters from positive relation between performance and brain activity for low compared to high math anxious individuals are depicted in blue/light blue color. The graphs depict the directionality of correlation between brain and behavior scores for each condition and group. The y-axis represents the correlation of brain activity and inverse efficiency score, IES. Higher IES indicates worse performance. Positive bars indicate negative correlation between performance and brain activities. Error bars are 95% confidence intervals around the mean correlation between brain and behavior scores.